Let me set it best. Born to lose, live to win. This is the perfect pour.
Do a Motorhead riff.
I think you guys are playing Whiplash.
Now we're doing Rush. Yeah. Welcome to the Perfect Pour Indie Beer Podcast. And welcome to 2016, the year of indie beer.
The year of indie beer.
I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're going to hear. We are here.
The ghosts of Christmas past.
We're here to geek out about beer in a geeky way.
Yes.
But also in an entertaining podcast way. Well, we also have special guests returning. Two returning guests. Homebrewers.
You were going to say returning champions, weren't you?
What was I going to say?
Returning champions.
Yes, returning champions.
Homebrew champions.
Homebrewing champions. Scotty B. of Bailey Works.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Hey, should I like do it as loud as I do when I leave a voice? It'll be all distorted and shit. You like that?
Yeah. See how many speakers you can
buy. In the studio. You hear him on the voicemails. You've heard him at Rush Day. Now he's here in studio again.
But you're drinking, right?
I'm drinking.
He can't do it when he is live, dude. He can't do it.
I got to be in a car. Let's go to. Oh, I don't have my car.
Just go broadcast in the car. And Steven from Garage Door Brewing.
Hello.
He's back.
I'm back.
Because there's a collab. A brewing collab, and that we'll get into in a moment. But let's get our tailgating beers out of the way, so we can get this beer geek train rolling.
Beer.
Scotty B. Speaking of, we had a Scotty B. a Bailey Works ale. What did we have, Scott?
Describe it for us. Yeah, it was a rye IPA that was supposed to be red, but it was actually brown. A little too much Black Prince. That's a Dehus black malt. Well, anyway, yeah, it was.
I was thinking something else.
It had rye.
That sounds racist.
It was
versus a normal prince.
It was a black African prince. No, okay. It was just black. Anyway, yeah, it had rye. It was my first rye beer. I think it came out pretty rye-y.
That was your first rye?
I've never done rye before.
It seems like we've had a rye from you, but apparently not.
It didn't go rye.
And I hopped the hell out of it
because
that's
right.
What I like to do.
Hops. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
I'm that kind of dude. I like to hop the hell out of stuff.
I liked it.
And yeah, I think it came out pretty good. Little too dark. I wanted it to be red. I like red beers. But don't worry. There's going to be a red beer. Just stay tuned.
Oh, good.
Coming soon.
We were getting scared.
We were like, well, sooner than you think. I guess guy's not doing it red anymore. Mm-hmm. We also had City of the Sun from Modern Times Brewing.
Yeah.
This was Big Game James' donation to the show. So thank you, Big Game. And I was hearing other things. Hearing things.
Going on?
Studio Ghost, man. Keeps messing with me. And a Founders Centennial IPA on the brink of too old. But we had it one day. One more day would have been. We had to throw it out.
Yep.
According to Bearded Brewer, I've had this six pack all week. This is my beer all week. I've been kind of. I'm thinking like I guess I don't like Centennial hops. I assume this is like.
So you've been struggling to get through this one.
I think anytime my friend Aaron was having the same deal with Centennial hops. Anytime a beer's featuring Centennial hops, I'm just not digging it. I know. I've noticed that it in a Pliny, Centennial hops are used in a Pliny, but I don't. I think it's just when it's a featured hop, it's just not the style I like. Apparently, but I don't. What did you guys think of that?
Way too malty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And a little soap. soapy to me.
Yeah, it was past its prime. It wasn't like a 30, 40-something-year-old porn star. It was like a 60, 70-year-old porn star.
Wow.
So it was good. Was good at some point in time, but not this point in time.
Basically, IPAs age in dog years.
They age hella quick.
Maybe even faster.
Give them 3 months, and then that's it.
I think I would have enjoyed that about a month and a half ago.
Hmm.
Yes, right. I agree.
I've had it before, and it was a lot better than that.
All right. Well, maybe I just got a bad six pack.
Because we all know their all day is amazing. The all day.
Oh, yes.
Has that got some tennis in it, too?
Probably. Probably not featured, but it's probably in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mosaic, too. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites.
Goo beer.
So there, I think that's that. We're a little light on the pre-show drink. We wanted to get to the show, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, tailgaters. So now we need a new beer. We got a new beer ready to open up. Who wants to reach for it? Don't everyone reach at once.
Me. So as I opened this beer, I actually had an update.
Update. A perfect pour update.
A listener had called in.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Jason from Spokeasy.
Nice.
He's actually a really cool Jason. Dude.
He is. He's awesome.
Grabbing an opener. He didn't want to he didn't want to shun us, or he's like, you don't even have to mention this on the show if you don't want.
So I'm going to.
Yeah. So I was like, naturally, I'm going to talk about it. He mentioned that we commented on the Beechwood being on draft at Spokeasy. And then I thought he was going to yell at me and say, let's keep that on the down low.
Stop saying that.
But apparently it's a legit thing. They are set up. Apparently there's no favorites, but they said, when we have it, you get it.
Wow.
And so he said, in the past 6 month span, they've had 3 kegs now go through.
Wow.
So
there's been Beechwood kegs going through, and Mikey, we haven't even known.
What's up with your
Beechwood? That's ridiculous. I don't know, man.
Your Beechwood radar.
People need to keep us better informed.
I think they're at a good pace. I don't know if it needs to get any crazier. I don't think too many people need to have Beechwood in town.
But, yeah, right.
But I thought that was pretty cool.
We need the Spokeasy needs a newsletter. That alerts me anytime there's a Beechwood keg.
Right?
Direct email to Mikey.
Directly to me. I should be the only one signed up for that.
Mm-hmm. I will pay $5 for this newsletter.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes I feel like I see 3 or 4 posts back to back from Spoke, and then I feel like sometimes I don't see it enough, and I'm just what am I missing? What am I missing?
Yeah. So now what do we got going around the table, Steven?
Oh, man.
Our new beer here.
Scream double.
Got to check in.
New Glarus.
New Glarus.
This is from our Beer with Friends. Friends? Other podcasts? Beer with Friends podcast. We still had a few left here. So it's an IPA? Or is it like a light IPA session?
It's got 2 I's, and then so I'm guessing that's a double IPA.
What's IPA?
Usually it stands for Imperial IPA. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, it's new to me.
That's the rules.
Yes, I know. It drinks like a double. Mm-hmm. It is bitter as all hell.
It's got that bite. It's still coming in hot.
Yeah. So where is New Glarus anyway?
Next to Old Glarus.
Wisconsin?
Come on, Scotty.
It's above Old Glarus.
I know it ain't around here.
Brewed and bottled in New Glarus, Wisconsin.
There we go.
Wisconsin.
Don't you know? Yeah.
Hello,
it's Wisconsin, don't you know? It's not bad.
Pretty good.
It's just hot.
It stayed up there with the rest of their beers.
What's the ABV on that? Need some glasses?
I don't think
I think I do.
That printing looks small from here.
I don't think they actually label their beers with anything. Ooh. I think they're kind of like,
I don't see it.
I think they kind of six point it where they're all just like, details?
Meh. Here's a beer. Barely. It's a beer.
Oh, Scotty's,
figure out an untapped.
Scotty's on the trail.
You're on untapped, aren't you? Figure it out.
There you go.
Pulled out the light.
Uses his phone as a magnifying glass.
Oh, man. All right, well, we've got that going around the table.
Here, I have Specialized. Let me see it.
Let's get into some culture. And for this episode, we're going to close out 2015. Coming is the beer of 2015 as voted by the Perfect Pour.
Yay. Insert epic trumpet.
Last year was Modern Times'
The Blazing.
Blazing World.
Blazing.
Right. We were able to come to a consensus because I think it was two of the three of us.
Yeah.
So it was easy. I don't know that it will happen like that this year.
Probably not.
We'll probably just have our own ones, but definitely 2015 was the year of the buyout. And I mean, it was I'm sure a record amount of buying out happened.
It was sickening.
Sickening to the stomach. I don't know. Which would you think was bigger story? New Bell or not? Well,
whoa.
I don't know anything, bro.
Not yet.
Whoa.
Wait till next week.
Ballast Point or Lagunitas. I know Lagunitas only sold half, so they're not full on.
Ballast Point sold out, and they got some cash.
They got the billion. They hit that billion.
That's what they're in it for. I mean, you can tell by the $16 six packs. That's what they're all about. They make good beer and they want to make good money. So, but they ain't cool anymore though. They're not craft. They're corporate. So
buyout beer.
Scotty B throwing the gavel down.
Boom. And I don't know if this is because of the buyout, but I was at Elite Liquor earlier. Today is that the Herndon?
Yeah, Herndon Marks.
Yeah,
Marks, and they had a six pack of the habanero for $10.99.
Oh wow, down $6.
Yeah,
$5.
No, is that old? Or
I don't know. I don't know if that was they did that to get rid of it or if it was that's like their price point now. I don't know.
That's one you'd be hard to judge.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a six pack of Sculpin.
Mm-hmm.
Just before Christmas, and it was $13.99.
Yeah, see, they're dropping.
And it was delicious, by the way.
That was probably pre-buyout, bro.
Pre-buyout. Just barely.
Yeah.
We have two doors.
There's no way it could be delicious after buyout. Nope. No way.
No, but sorry. Actually, you know what? Actually, macro beer breweries make incredibly high-quality beer. I mean, a Budweiser, consistent. A Bud Light, that is consistent flawless. Beer. It's flawless, and it's made exactly the same every single time.
Yep.
You have to respect it for consistency.
It's not that macro beers don't make good quality. It's just they try to push everybody else out, and that's what they're all about.
That's really where the end result is.
You had me, then you lost me.
that's where the sort of the evilness comes in, where – They're not allowing things, especially Budweiser, more than any other ones. They're trying to bum rush every tap, every shelf, they're doing all those kind of practices. The Walmart style, what Walmart is to retail, AB InBev is to beer, and
they're just bullies. There for the dollar.
Yeah,
killing. Well, I don't know about killing small. You know, if big. Big breweries bought out all craft breweries, I'd still make my own beer. It doesn't really matter that much to me, but there's a lot of smaller breweries that are trying to make their way in the world, and they're already competing with each other enough to have these other craft breweries being bought up by AB InBev, whatever. It's just going to make it that much harder just to, you know, get space on shelves in their local markets and, you know, grocery stores and stuff.
Yep.
Even if they're not interested in spreading all over the place, just in their local grocery store, it's going to be hard.
I'm concerned about taps. I'm concerned.
Yeah, that too.
Especially in not in places like Spokeasy or Goldstein's. That's not a concern there. It's a concern when, like, we always joke about Red Robin, places like that, places where you're going to go, Chevy, where you're going to go with non-beer, you know, just a regular place you go, and you're not going to have any real, true indie beer, craft beer options. You're going to have Ballast Point. Maybe you'll have Ballast Point. Maybe you'll have Lagunitas. Maybe.
Yeah.
But you're not going to have, like, because
Sam Adams, they're not macro.
Sam Adams, they're still there.
And they'll be in the import category, so they're $2 more.
Yeah. Yep. They always put them import beer. Yeah. But it's
really,
but it's got a patriot on the label. Yeah. Sam Adams. He's pretty much an American dude.
Import. That's funny.
But I think, like, before all, when we started doing this podcast, you know, a few years ago, when things started getting crazy with craft beer, and before all the buyers started happening, in my head, I'm like, oh, we're going to have indie craft beer everywhere. Like, everywhere I go, I'm going to be able to have this. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then now I feel like, with all the big beer, it's going back. We're going backwards now. Now at the general places I go to, those, you know, places you go to with everyone, I'm not going to have those options I thought I was going
to
have.
Yeah, because we're not lucky enough to have 100 breweries in our backyard, so we rely on distribution.
Yeah,
to get them here.
So
scary.
Scary. It's so silly.
I think
we must work harder. 2016.
I think 2016. I don't know. I can't believe 2016. There'll be more buyers than there were this year. Oh yeah, but you think so? Well, you think it'll be more than 2015? There'll be more.
Some of the big players in craft beer have already been bought out. My prediction is New Belgium, though. But that's, everybody's seen that one. I mean, that one's recently. They've been. Mm-hmm. There's been that rumor that was leaked that they're
Conveniently after they changed the changing of the guard too, the CEO stepped down and
employee owned company now owned by Macro Beer. I can see it happening. I mean they're pretty big and you know they're
huge, yeah.
They're everywhere too. They're
from that's another one that we're in a mixed place where you might at least there's a fat tire or something like that. Mm-hmm. Imagine that if New Belgium gets bought up. I mean, there's one less craft beer option.
Damn it.
You're making that 100% prediction. New Belgium is going to be big beer.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Wow. It does seem like it because they didn't say, like,
this I hope is, I'm wrong.
But. This is they didn't come out and say this is BS. They came out and said, well, we have to look at things.
We have to look at a few billion things.
We had to entertain the. We're entertaining it because we had to. They didn't say this is bullshit. We're employee owned. We'll always be employee owned. They didn't. They had that opportunity to say that, and they didn't say it. So
yeah, that would
have
been cool.
So that just speaks to it's happening.
Damn it! What happened?
No, nothing. I'm just.
We're watching you, Steven.
We're watching you. We're, yeah. Don't we need it. Beer. Don't we're all pretty dry in beer, so that's why we're watching.
Let me know when you're ready for the next one.
Let's do it. We're ready, Scotty B.
Okay, so this is going to be hibiscus IPA, where we brewed it together, we split it down the middle, and we dry hopped it differently. The same yeast, same fermentation, and we just did different hops. Do you want to tell them what hop? You dry hopped it with?
Go ahead, Scotty B.
Take the lead on this one, Scotty.
Steven dry hopped it with all mosaic.
Yeah.
All mosaic.
Oh, yeah.
Hop me all mosaic.
Ooh, hop me all mosaic.
You'd think I would have done that, but no, he did it.
But you sing it so well.
I know. I like mosaic. Oh,
look at dueling growlers.
What's one of my favorite hops? Coming
out right now.
So do I have to say which one's better? Is that
you do, Mikey? You do.
Damn, no, I'm not gonna say.
There's no friends here. You gotta.
Yeah.
It's serious. Because I mean, you guys, Scott and Steven both hope to be paid to make beer someday.
That'd be nice.
Whether it's your brewer or somebody else's brewery.
Mm-hmm. You haven't told them yet, have you?
We're working on it. Go for it.
Oh,
you did it next to the mic.
Hold on.
Wait, no, don't shake it. No, don't do that.
No. Oh, it's too late. The hiss is gone.
Ready for this one?
That's a blues song, I believe. The hiss is gone.
The hiss is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
love
God. That was two openings.
I don't think we've ever had dueling growlers before.
That is a first.
Technically, that happened in 2015, so that's my favorite of 2015 right there.
Now, this one's red.
That is red.
There ain't no denying this one is red.
Lady in okay. red for sure.
Wow.
So, lady. If you guys can hold on, well, okay. You guys can.
No, we can't hold on.
If we can hold on.
Give me the beer.
Are you telling us what to do on our own show, Scott?
We haven't had each other's.
Oh,
we haven't had each other's stuff yet.
Wow.
What?
I mean,
okay.
That's what she said.
I mean, I have been in his man cave, but I haven't.
What? You're not making us any better.
We haven't drinking.
Stop talking, Scotty.
Each other's stuff.
There's no way to get out of there.
Here. I've already had mine. Let's.
Oh, okay.
No? What do you think of that?
I smell the mosaic.
Okay, now the trick is to remember which glass I'm pouring Scotty's yeah, right. into.
Wait, so Scotty, right what did you hop Steven. With? Did I miss that?
Yeah, you did. I didn't say it. No, you didn't miss it. I didn't say it. I hopped with Chinook, CTZ, and Amarillo.
Oh, those. That's a good blend.
Got it. All right.
So wait, were there any hops in the boil?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So those were all the same. But yes. The dry hopping
was different.
Was where we have the difference.
I think yours tastes more hibiscusy than mine.
What temperature did you ferment at?
You didn't add any more hibiscus in the
I dry didn't, okay. But it's very
yours is present. More tropical than mine.
Okay, so Stevens is on the right, Scotty's is on the left.
Yeah, very that's tropical. That's what I got too.
Here we go.
Okay, we got to do it. Next time it's going to be all mosaic dry hop because that's perfect.
I've got different
aromas. It complements the hibiscus perfectly.
I've got different aromas.
Yeah.
Whoa, bro.
Well.
This is good podcast.
This is. Lots of sniffing and quiet not talking. This takes me back to the Society Growlers we did last year.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Just stop the show.
Yeah, the mosaic nose is spot on.
Dude, and the mosaic, the flavor of it just brings out the hibiscus way more than the Amarillo CTZ shot. Way more.
But, I mean, Scotty kind of has a...
sweeter start and bitter sour finish.
You have some Mount Whitney hopping going on in yours, Scotty. Because it has CTZ and Amarillo and the other one you said.
Chinook?
No, it doesn't have Chinook. That's the only...
Citra?
We have Chinooks, but...
I'm just naming...
Columbus.
Naming ones that come to my head.
Citra, yes.
Oh, Cascade. Yeah.
I totally had it.
I get that. I get the Cascade.
Ezekiel hops.
There's no Cascade. Yeah, I'm getting there isn't Cascade.
Herman hops.
Yeah, I get the Herman.
You get the Herman
But it's
hops.
In the bag and...
Yeah. Barney hops.
I'm not getting the Barney hops.
Oh, dude, the Barney hops are so there.
I guess you've got a different glass than I do.
Tainted beer.
I just find it funny that you guys worked with flowers together.
Hibiscus.
Put flowers in her hair.
In his man cave, too.
Wow. Oh, man.
So who got the flowers?
It's better than her man cave, I guess.
I brought the flowers.
Scotty brought the flowers.
All right. It's time to choose to name our beers
of 2015.
Don't make us.
Don't make me choose only one.
All right, you can throw as many as you want. I don't care. Who cares? Who wants to start naming some first? Anybody want to go? Scotty B, you want to go?
Sure, I'll go.
All right.
Give it
make,
a go.
Make a go at it.
Okay, so it was through much... careful consideration. I toggled back and forth. I flip-flopped. I waffled. I couldn't decide, but I am going...
I would like a waffle.
I'm going with...
Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Beer waffles.
Rain Dance from Riley's. And the reason why...
Wow.
Whoa.
The reason why...
That is out of nowhere.
Is because Rain Dance is what I think a stout should be. Too often stouts, they're almost like porters. They're so the roast character is so lacking in most commercial available stouts. But not in that one. And it wasn't like harsh and astringent either. But the roast was there. And that's where it needs to be, there. So that's what right. I went with. That's my 2015.
Very nice.
That's a good one, yeah.
All right. Did you have one, Steven? One or two?
I had a few.
Nope, only one.
It was very hard to choose, but
it can't be homebrew.
Yeah. I thought about one that I really enjoyed and was really impressed with, and that's Alvarado Street. It was a peanut butter milk stout on nitro.
Oh, shit.
And it blew every other peanut butter stout I've had out of the water. It was
nice.
Amazing. So if you're ever in Monterey, go check it out.
Damn.
They usually have it on tap.
Wow. So.
It's really on nitro.
Number two reason to go to Monterey, they have a brewery.
Number two.
Good food.
If you get bored of looking at the beautiful coastline, there is beer.
Go across the street.
Aquarium.
Nice.
That's mine.
That's a good pool.
All right. I like it. Beer to brewer?
I did a top five.
All right.
Oh, man. Nobody top five record.
He said beers. Beers.
I don't listen to a top five. I'd like to hear it.
I do want to hear it.
Start with number five.
I want to do it. Go ahead.
So number five is...
Coming in at number five.
Oh, Lord. No. No bad radio DJ.
Casey Kasem.
Again, long distance dedication.
It was a reawakening. I don't know why this beer showed up at Goldstein's, but it did. And I forgot how good it was. And it's falling more under the Scotty category of just a straight up oatmeal stout, but the Barney Flats from Anderson Valley.
Good old Barney Flats.
It's a straight up enjoyable oatmeal stout. And every time I go to Goldstein's, they have it on. So I get one just to remind myself how beautiful it is.
It is.
I don't think I've had that one.
You should.
Oh, heck yeah. Go get yourself a six pack tomorrow. Do it.
Oh, tomorrow. I don't even pay attention, I guess.
It has the bear on it.
Does it have IPA on the label?
It's very North California.
I think that's why I don't see it.
And then coming in at number four is the Firefall Red Ale from Tioga Sequoia. I usually buy my beer at work because I'm there all the time. But Firefall has been the beer I've actually gone out in the trade and picked up bottles of. So it has to stand out for something.
It's a good beer. I had it at Max's, actually.
Oh, ooh, nice.
I was like looking and I was like, ooh.
Max's has it?
Yep.
Huh. I was impressed.
Oh, that's cool.
Max's Bistro. Coming in at number three. The Tokyo Black Porter from Yoho.
Right.
That was a very beautiful can. You can commonly find it at the Spokeasies here in town. Otherwise, you have to go to San Diego.
that's an interesting pool.
Coming in at number two, Zebuku. Zebuku. Buku is a phenomenal IPA. And it could have just been because it's fresh, but that replaced the Blazing World.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowie, wow.
Coming in at number one is Black House.
Black House, another modern time.
Damn.
Because when I'm not drinking that beer, I'm usually sipping on the Modern Times coffee. So,
just pretending you're like wishing it was
beer. Yeah, wishing it had alcohol in it.
I'm going to put ice in this right now.
That was a great top five.
Thank you.
Wow, you impressed the Scotty B.
I'm almost ready to stand up and give you a standing ovation. But I'm not going to. But no, it was great.
Thank you.
Nick, you wanna go?
So, honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. So we're doing top three out of the top five here. Salted caramel brownie brown.
Huh.
From New Belgium.
Interesting.
Wasn't that the Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah, yeah, the collab with the ice creams and stuff. Milk stout by Left Hand Brewing.
Mm. All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
made it hard to not give it to that one, but. Once again, totally outside my bag, my satchel, my stout category was New Galaris's Serendipity.
Wow.
Serendipity.
Whoa, bro. Whoa. Bow, bow,
bow. Tell us about that.
Capillosion.
I've never had that. I've never even heard of it.
It was a gift from the Beer with Friends, right? Uh-huh. Beer with Friends, or did that come from Sardina?
Ooh, there was... Sardina did. I think that was a beer with friends.
Just
Sardina did give one of us one of those though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I imagine it coming from Beer with Friends.
It was Beer with Friends or Mike Sardina from Society Brewing.
just strange and unique and different. Like, no, you know, almost what, a fruit beer? Like, not quite a sour, but really tasty and easy drinking. Mm-hmm. And just, I wish there was more. That's all I can say.
Well, all right, man. I like it. Well, I have a local grouping, and then I'll go with my top three.
Hey, Mikey, ooh, what nice. Have you been drinking? What are your top five?
What's there? Beers of 2015. I have four picks locally. Otago Scores Cucumbier. That was just, it's a tasty summer beer.
Yeah.
And I impressed a lot of non-craft beer people with it. Everywhere I went with it.
It does do that.
And people are like, oh my, I love, oh, this is great. Have you tried this? And it just gets passed around to everybody. It's just a buzz. A buzz starts when you bring a fresh cucumbier from Tioga. The Tioga's, the Sherman hops, the series of hops, the triple dry hop series.
I almost picked that one.
That was Simcoe. Impressive this year.
It was good.
The Simcoe was good, and the Mosaic.
Mosaic was spot on.
I think the Mosaic was probably my favorite of the series. And House of Pendragon's Lancelot IPA. That's just, God. If they ever get to bottling, man.
Damn good beer.
That bottle is going to be super, super sought after.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty hard for me not to go have lunch beers at Pendragon when they're down the street.
Oh, yeah. Also, the Sawtooth. From Southgate, very good. I've been enjoying that this year. So those are my local picks. But my top three of 2015, and this one I cannot believe nobody mentioned. My number three pick, the Carl Strauss Mosaic Session Ale.
I'm surprised nobody threw that out there.
No, that's a good one right there.
And that was a big, had a big year, and I think it brought Carl Strauss back into the geek community, really.
Back into the game.
But, you know, Society's Coachman.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, so good. I mean, if we had more of it, I think everyone probably would say it, but since we barely can get it, but due to Society, we have been able to get it. So, yeah, it's amazing. But my pick of the year.
Ooh, here it is.
My beer of the year.
Everybody be quiet.
Drum roll.
Mother Earth, Buku IPA. Oh! Yes! Yes!
Yeah! Fuck yeah! Screw you guys, I'm going home.
You hear Mother Earth brewing right now? Everyone in the brewery goes, yeah, fuck yeah! It's like when the out of town team wins the World Series and they show a shot of the bar, everyone's like going, yeah, fuck yeah! That's what's going on. Yeah.
Cars are getting flipped over.
Yeah. First of all,
people are being set on fire right now.
Yeah. It's okay!
We won! Impala 64. Yeah.
First of all, fuck all of you guys, because you know what that means? Buku is the perfect pour beer of the year. Because of two votes.
Most votes. Son of a bitch.
Come on, you guys. I brought you here for a reason.
There we go. 2014, Modern Times, Blazing World, 2015, Mother Earth, Buku.
Okay. We didn't even plan it.
I almost actually went with that one, though, too.
Now the bandwagoners.
Stab me in the back, why don't you?
Get on the bandwagon.
I was a bigger fan of Hop Diggity. There you go. Hop Diggity.
That is an honorable mention for me, is the Hop Diggity from Mother Earth.
Hop Diggity.
And the Founders All Day is also an honorable mention for me.
Yes.
Since Founders hit everywhere now.
Oh, man, yeah. Breakfast Stout was a hard one to pass.
Yeah.
Every time I was in the store, it's like, oh, okay, we need you.
Now that we have Founders, we had a little hiccup there where the rest of California was getting it, and we weren't crying. But
what's up with that? I still haven't had the KBS. I need to get that.
I mean, it's beer, but it's expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
I'd rather have that than that Bourbon County Goose Island, which is so overrated.
Budweiser County?
It's good. I had it on tap. It's really good, but it's overrated. I'm sorry. It's not that good.
Overrated. Sorry.
Isn't that an offspring?
It's really good.
So that was 2015. What can you guys think of a style that's going to come up in 2016?
People are saying that sours are the new IPAs.
But they've been saying that for like a year and a half.
Yeah, I think. Probably.
And I don't know.
Dessert beers were getting really big into this year.
Yeah. For, yeah,
coconut.
Tioga's like the dessert beer king right now.
Coconut and peanut butter and...
Yeah, peanut butter stouts are huge this year.
Death by Coconut was really good.
That was really good.
Yeah,
I know. Like adjunct beers, huh?
Adjunct. Add your junk beers?
I predict hibiscus beers are going to be...
Hibiscus beers. You guys are ahead of the curve, man.
Hibiscus,
how'd you
man?
Do that?
Hibiscus with
I can't hops, think of a style, though, that's going to... That's, I just, I don't know.
Brown ales.
That for
2016. Brown IPAs.
That's the only thing. Browns are the only thing that have not had a,
I can see browns surge. Because they're so light bodied. Yeah. I think you can mix anything into them.
That's the thing that, it. Yeah, they're so welcoming to everyone. Like everyone could have a brown, but I think the problem is a lot of people that don't know beer think browns are heavy.
That's so heavy.
Oh, dude, that beer's so dark. Newcastle's
the heaviest beer I've ever seen.
Basically, if you see any kind of darkness, people are like, that's heavy. I can't have that beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks like it's bitter.
Yep. That people that just don't know. Because I was like that before I got into craft beer. I was like, I can't drink anything that's dark. It's too much.
Well, there's some people that think that a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale is a dark beer, though, too. Or a Fat Tire. That's a little too dark. It's too dark for me. That's heavy.
That's a little crazy, man. You beer geeks. Your Sierra Nevada Pales.
Or a Modelo. That's too dark.
I just want something light, man.
Modelo.
Yeah, I was at Man's Liquor staring at the beer, and this lady walks in. She's looking. She's like, I don't know what to get my husband. I go, well, what does he like? He likes dark beers. He likes like the 99 Golden Ale. I'm like, we'll try this batch 6 from Ballast Point, the robust porter.
The black beer. It's really
just give her the most effed up.
Trolling old ladies at Man's Liquor.
I gave her the darkest beer there.
That's a good one, though.
Here you go.
He's going to love it.
This will put some lead in his pants.
Yeah.
It's like nothing he's had before.
He likes dark beers, so...
Well, our good friend Mike Sardina, he is the ruler of the underworld at Societe Brewing down in San Diego. If you're a perfect poor golden god listener and you don't go to Societe when you go to San Diego, then stop listening to the show.
Ooh.
You don't get to listen. But he has his submission for best of beer in 2015. So. He's smarter than us, so we're just going to default now to whatever Mike says. But his best beer is a Pivo Pils from Firestone Walker.
I don't get that one, man.
Mm.
Yeah, I just don't get
it. Well, if you like pills, it's very good.
Why not have a hoppy one, huh?
Yeah, might as well have one hoppy. Or how about just have an IPA and just not have a pill?
I don't pick up what he's laying down.
Wow.
That category.
Scotty B means Barry White.
Runner-up was the Ponto from Pizza Port.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nice. And another runner-up, the Nelson from Alpine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could have expected him to say that.
Yeah,
he's an Alpine boy.
Best new beer, he has three of that. Armel mentioned the Coachman from Societe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Drinkable.
I mean, that's number one, but he couldn't say that. High Kicks from Alpine Beer Company. That's for San Diego people. No, we don't know about that. High Kicks, so I haven't even heard of that one.
Cool name.
It is a cool name.
Of great places to visit in San Diego. Next time I go, I'm going to Societe.
Societe.
It's a cool place.
And Alpine. That's all you need.
They give free hugs down there.
And I'm going to hug Mike Sardina. Even if it's not him. You're my...
Hey. Is your name Mike? You're getting a hug.
You're getting a hug.
No, you're getting a hug.
No, I'm Fred. I'm Fred.
His number one new beer, Singled Out with Galaxy from Alpine. So you got to go to Alpine, man.
Sounds like it.
Have best collab.
Pure hoppiness.
Runner up, Moscow from Fall and North Park. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Moscow.
Moscow Mule?
Moscoe. Moscow. From Fall and North Park. These are very coveted breweries down there. runner, another runner up. Lunch Meeting from Alpine and Abnormal collab. And the number one collab beer, Keep It Dankster from Alpine and Pizza Port.
That's a collab I want to try.
That's an awesome name.
Name of the episode right there.
His picks for best brewery. Runner up Firestone Walker, runner up Pizza Port. His pick. What do you think Mike Sardina picked? Not Society. What do you think he picked for best brewery?
Best brewery?
Alpine?
Yes. Alpine. Okay, Alpine. Dun,
dun, dun. I thought he was going to say Bagby.
Holiday beer. Exponential hoppiness runner up from Alpine. And Jolly Folly is his best holiday beer from Green Flash. I would agree with that.
That was a good beer.
That was a damn good beer. Jolly Folly, man. Well done. His best visits. Runner up, Monkish and Torrance.
All right.
Wow, Torrance, man. Sante Adarius from Capitola.
He loves some Sarah.
He loves that.
He's often there.
When you go, you love it too. Yeah. His pick, though. Three Floyds in Munster, Indiana. Ooh. I want to go to Three Floyds. Yeah. Those guys are metal. I feel like that would be an awesome visit.
The Rob Zombie of the brewing world.
Let's go.
Best festival. Runner-up was Beer Camp Across America Southwest Edition San Diego. Bearded Brewer was there.
Yeah.
That's probably why it got in there. And his number one, the Personal Beer Fest, that one night in October.
Yes, we've all had that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The best buyout. Runner-up, Green Flash acquires Alpine. Second runner-up, Ballast Point for $1 billion. Woo. And number one buyout, Firestone Walker Partners with Duval.
Wow.
Partners. We'll never know how much they partnered, apparently.
Partner.
Best perfect pour moment.
Oh!
Runner-up. When Nick built that spaceship thing in the Tower District, wherever the hell that is.
That was awesome.
Spaceship. Wow.
Love that thing.
That's kind of cool. I like
that. Second runner-up, Sneaky Stone 16th. Beer box for Mikey in San Diego. That was pretty good. And his number one perfect pour moment, Emergency Nelson's with Matt in Sacramento. Yeah.
Emergency Nelson's.
Matt's going to have to laugh.
Yeah.
So we were all wrapping up.
Break glass in case of emergency? Is that...
You break glass.
Right?
Break it over my mouth so it falls in.
So, let's see. I had already hung out with the Tioga guys the night we got into Sacramento, and it was the next night. And so I was looking to split up with them. So at the end of the evening, all the society guys were rounding up, and they were walking back to their car, and they're like, hey, do you want to hang out? And I was like, you're asking me to hang out, not to go away? All right.
That's when you ditched me.
Oh, what? Poor Steven.
I wouldn't ditch you, Steven.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm a dick. And he was just like, yeah. So they handed me like a 6-pack of Grunion, and they're like, well, we're going to go back to the hotel and drink beers. And he's all, we have stuff. And he pulls out 2 Nelsons when we're in the hotel room. And it was just beautiful.
Damn. Yeah. Emergency Nelsons.
Yeah. So I'm chilling with the society crew and a couple of friends, and we're just sitting in a hotel room.
So wait, like Mike Sardina always has 2 Nelsons in each pocket? Is that what you're saying?
He's got cold pockets.
Cold pockets. Right.
Holsters. They're called Nelson holsters. Right.
Nelson holsters. So he's still wearing cargo jeans from the late 90s.
Yes.
So he could holster.
Cargo pants are still cool. Yeah.
Bro.
They come in handy.
Bro. They go with your light bar nicely.
You can put stuff in there, you know?
Yeah, stuff. Like Nelson's.
Yeah. Yeah. Cold pockets.
So ooh, that was it. Double Nelson? Wasn't that a wrestling thing? Is that what he meant?
A full Nelson.
Oh, full Nelson. Damn it.
That is a wrestling thing. His best burrito is Yesenia's El Grande. There is no other.
Best burrito.
Yesenia's.
Best burrito. He's never had some Arsenios. He needs Yesenia's. To come to Fresno and get some Arsenios.
We got a good Mexican here, too, man. Best beer name. Runner up, Pivo Pills, Firestone Walker.
Damn it, Mike.
Runner up, Robusta Rhymes from Beechwood Brewing. Robusta Rhymes.
Robusta Rhymes.
That is good. They have good names, Beechwood. And his beer name of the year, HFS from Alpine.
Holy fucking acronym? Shit.
Oh, good. Thank you, Nick. I was like,
No, that's the words they uttered the minute they tasted that beer.
Oh, holy okay. Mike, shit. I did hear that on the San Diego podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So,
my name of the year was a Beechwood. Also, Utter Love was there.
Oh,
Milk
yeah.
Stout?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Sounds like a Milk Stout.
Uh-huh.
Utters.
Utter Love.
Thank you, Mike Sardina from Society Brewing. Please go there and see Mike.
I'm gonna.
And tell him.
As soon as I leave here, I'm going.
Tell him you love gold and, hey, Mike, I'm driving. And he'll know, like, this is a perfect pour. You're cool.
It's customary to pull directly into the brewery. So just drive right in.
I will. First he'll be like, what the fuck? And then you get, I'm driving. Oh, Scotty G.
The Cheers theme song immediately plays.
Scotty! Oh, it's Scotty B. Come, why didn't you say so? Get in here, bro. One more mention on social medias.
Thank you, Mr. Sardina, for choosing me as the best moment.
Perfect.
You beat my spaceship.
The beer father, Eric, from Beer with Friends, the brewer was Pipeworks, his brewery.
Oh, yeah.
2015 Pipeworks. And, all the fish beers, which I don't even know what that means. Pipeworks fans, probably. Huh. And
fish beers.
B.A. Jones Dog. And now every day in cans. So,
wow.
That's something Midwesterners know.
Yeah. Pipeworks did have some solid Pipeworks stuff,
is cool, man. Yeah. I really enjoyed
sure the Pipeworks stuff. Sure, that was a really good beer.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. 2015. Closed out.
Todd Allad chimed in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool.
He sent his beer of the year was Ale Smith's 394.
.394. Tony Gwynn beer.
Tony Gwynn beer.
You don't want to upset any baseball players. Yes.
screw them. Do they like my hobbies? No.
What's baseball?
Do they worry about it when they diss Volkswagens?
Yeah.
Nope.
Never mind. His brewery of the year was also Green Flash / Alpine.
Oh, that's a good pick.
And his pick. His styles of the year were Sesh beers.
Sesh.
And canned beers.
Yes. Yay. I like but the there's cans. No more cans anymore.
There's no more? They ran out?
Well, it's funny. The Beta Brewer about 6 months ago made that statement like, watch out, cans are running out. And now this month... There's all the reports. There's no more cans.
Oh, recycle, people.
Recycle your cans.
Or just get more cans. Why can't we find aluminum? Do we have an aluminum shortage? I don't understand.
Everybody possibly. Can appreciate a nice set of cans.
Yep.
No way.
All right. It's time for more beer.
More beer.
Nice.
That wasn't I didn't like that opening at all. That was not one of the best openings of 2015.
It was decent, though.
Wasn't there supposed to be a best Scotty B voicemail?
That would take a lot of
that was effort. A record.
A lot of research.
That would take a lot of
effort. Hey, that one
it's
might
like
be
every
on this
week
show.
Is the best Scotty B voicemail.
Well, you haven't gone to the voicemails
yet. I know,
yet.
We
that
haven't
one
got
might
the voicemails
actually
yet.
Be on the show.
I can't remember if somebody told me this one. Oh, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Woo!
Uh-oh, you're breaking it.
Am I back?
Okay. Matt's out.
I can't remember if somebody told me this or if you had mentioned it, but I think wasn't there a voicemail where you were at home already, and you got in the car and drove around the block to leave the voicemail?
Yes, I did. I drove around the block two times.
Like, I thought it would only take one
trip. That's pretty epic right there.
I'm like, man, I'm going around another time and I'm not done with this voicemail.
To me, nothing beats that.
If somebody would have called the sheriff and said, there's somebody driving around my block
yelling, I'm trapped.
And that would have been awesome. So what do we got here, Scotty B? This new beer getting opened up from Sierra Nevada.
It's crazy looking. It's Otra Vez Goes style
Otra
ale.
Otra Vez.
Some kind of goes, or is it goze? I don't know. It's not a goose.
Goza.
There is, yeah, there's goza. Everybody has like their own thing. Goze. It's like a,
well, it's spelled like differently
niche
sometimes.
And niche.
It's crazy.
It's pronounced niche, everyone. Stop saying niche.
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 It's niche.
Do you pronounce it niche?
It is niche. It
smells like feet.
Or niche.
It's a feet.
I say goes.
These hops were
with a name like goes. I thought it'd be sour smelling, but it. Yeah, it smells like feet. Yeah.
Otra Vez.
These hops were crushed by feet of old woman.
Maybe a little too funky. Yeah.
This is.
That is funky.
It's in 12-ounce bottles.
Feet and cheese.
The glass is brown.
The glass is brown. It's the finest of quality. It's got a cactus on the label. Brewed with cactus and grapefruit. Cactus, huh?
Oh, come on.
Grapefruit.
I'm going to taste it now.
Let's it goes with cactus and grapefruit.
Where'd you get
Sierra
that one?
Sierra Nevada.
I've never seen that.
Okay, it actually tastes
Mario
a lot better
from
than it smells.
Sierra Nevada. So, our Valley Sierra Nevada rep, Mario.
It's from their earliest releases of 2016. The Tropical has hit town.
Uh-huh.
Damn, that's a good beer.
And
the Beer Camp Tropical.
Oh, IPA. Yes.
They better not have used hibiscus.
It is just now it hit available everywhere. It was only available
too late, Scotty.
Earlier, but now it's available.
And so this is another one. I don't know. I'm assuming it's going to hit town as well.
This actually tastes really good, but I don't like the smell, which is bizarre. Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste anything like it smells. It smells like feet and cheese. It don't taste like feet and cheese.
I'm not getting too much aroma.
Oh, I'm getting.
I got to really try to get
there. It ain't good either, but the taste is amazing. It's like agave. It's really
kind of smells like a dirty diaper on a hot day.
It's really good tasting. Mm-hmm. Tastes good, but the smell, ugh.
Well, before we get to voicemails, I want to say my biggest disappointment this year.
Wow.
As far as beer wise,
is how
aside,
much?
Yeah, but is putting me? Aside the buyouts. The Aroma Coma from Jake's. That was probably the most bummed. I was so super hyped for it, and then I was like,
Because you actually favored the Petite or the other one?
Petaluma.
Yeah, the Petaluma, or was it? Yeah, the other one that came out, I thought was better than the Aroma Coma, so I was, Loma Prieta.
Yeah, Loma Prieta. And that's the, we actually made an effort to go out for once, and.
Yeah, we were actually out
at the BC's
event. We saw Scotty B.
Yeah, you hugged me. Remember, you hugged me.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I must have been drinking.
You was drunk, you think?
I was drunk. I was in hugging mode. Come here, man. I love you, man.
That was a good time.
Bro, I love you, man. All right, man. All right. I love you, too. Yeah, but I love you, man.
Say it back.
Just say thank you.
Yeah, I'm quiet until I'm drunk, then I'm like, I love everybody.
Yay.
Come here. You know how awesome you are, right?
Drinking. Giving your social anxiety a back seat.
Yes.
That's right.
Fuck you, anxiety.
Damn.
That's what beer says. I think we got it covered. I think we time for voicemail.
My label of the year.
Ooh, label of the year. All
label
right.
Label of the year.
Damn, I should have thought of that.
Speaking of Pipeworks, was the sure bet with the unicorn puking all over.
That was a good beer, too.
Unicorns puking and shitting, that is like awesome stuff.
That brilliant. Shitting. Makes the beer taste that much better.
Was it puking my new rainbows? Puking
it was puking rainbows.
Shitting. Awesome. Of course it's rainbows.
We'll find the can.
Oh, okay.
So Stephen could have a first look at this.
I thought it was a bottle.
No, it was a can.
Oh, wait. There is a bottle that's like that, though.
It must have been the one that fell.
That beer?
Yeah, really it might have.
Ka-dunk.
It might be there. It might be there. It might be there.
Maui Brewing Coconut Porter, the first can to fall in 2016.
It's still hanging out, dude. I don't know. Yeah, update. The can is still there.
It's precariously
perched. All right, voicemails 559-492-0542 is our voicemail line. Scotty B knows it well. He's got it in his contacts. Yes,
definitely.
And I can tell he knows it well because listen to this.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Yeah, this, you can probably get
this. This is just driving. Wrong.
Hey, I just wanted to apologize about how when I left that voicemail about hiccuping because I was been drinking.
My
God, I just went on and on and on about it. Hiccuping, oh yeah, I hiccup from eating hot food.
That's what made it funny, Sky.
From being drunk, I never done that. Oh yeah, and it's just like I kept going and going. It's like Jesus Christ, just stop. I was like, man, I was watching myself just like totally be a fucking ass.
Dude, don't cuss, man.
I mean, I just kept talking about it.
Now I've got to go explicit on this on iTunes.
Oh, for a minute, kind of like what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, jeez.
Gotcha. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say that I did listen to the podcast on Christmas.
Did?
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
I got up early in the morning.
Dropped on Christmas.
Preparing food.
I was surprised Christmas how many people actually downloaded it.
And I listened to the Perfect Four all the while.
I did.
I still have a few minutes left on that. Probably like 10 minutes left on that episode.
Oh, the last 10 minutes are really good.
All while I was stuffing wontons, folks.
Stuffing
wontons.
The hell?
Wontons
stuffing wontons?
Stuffing wontons.
I'm lost, man. I'm lost.
That's what I was doing anyway, on Christmas.
Just wanted to say Happy New Year, because I know Christmas is already... Well, it's Christmas Day right now as I am leaving this message, but, you know, the time you get this.
Did you know?
It'll be Happy New Year time.
This guy is still great? Going on.
Oh, yeah. I carried my Red Rye IPA. Finished it. At 10:10,
really
dry,
very red, hoppy,
very bitter. I'm gonna make sure Mikey gets a little bit of it. There's really not much there. So
I followed through with that. I made sure Mikey got some
small batch, but I'll make sure you get some. It's pretty good. I like it. I'm satisfied. Anyway, keep up the great work. And I'm drinking.
Hey. Thanks, Scotty B.
And I'm drinking.
Well, let's go some more. This might not be Scotty V.
What are the Pixel 4? Chew your beer. I thought I was going to get in trouble because last show you were talking about weed.
Awesome.
And then you played my voicemail lady, and I thought my PO was going to hear it. I was going to eat it. What power do you? Anyways, I'm calling to give you my top 5 for the year,
Yes.
Let me go from 5 to 1. 5 is the lowest, 1 is the number.
Wow. All right. We got it.
The metal, you know how it is. Number 5 is 3 Floyds, Alpha King. That shit was good, It was bomb. a lot of pills, a lot of hops. It's very nice, I liked it. Number 4, Storm Breweries. I don't know how you call it, I know it's Mexican, but it's a little horror. I think it's called Soco
Cerveza. Soco Cerveza.
Soco Cerveza.
Soco Cerveza.
Chocolate, spices, and a little bit of pepper in the back. It was very good. It kind of tasted like my abuelita's hot chocolate, which you got the tapatio in it. But that shit was good, That was my number 4. My number 3 is Firestone Walker. I don't know if you don't like it, but Firestone Walker. The Velvet Merlin.
Oh yeah.
I felt like a fucking wizard when I drank it. By the time I was done, what are they, man? I was making fucking magic. My number two, home, Founders, KBS. What are they, home? Kentucky Breakfast Stout. Every time I took it, I got warm inside. That shit was good. I'm not even a whiskey guy. I'm more like a tequila kind of guy, but what are they, home? The whiskey was fucking good. It's not even whiskey, right? I think I'm wrong. It's bourbon. What's the difference? It don't matter. It gets you all fucked up, Number 1, Holmes. I gotta keep it to my south side. Alpine Beer Company. That's it. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh my God, it's happy birthday. That's it. That beer was cool. It was very low ABV. ABVs were just perfect. It was a beer that I could keep drinking, Holmes, and I get stupid crazy, It kind of kept me in line, Holmes, with the vatos. And it just made me feel good all over, man. So, and they drink it on my birthday. So, happy birthday, numero uno. That's my number one beer. Hey, guys, thank you for the show. I'm going to leave you a review on iTunes. Yes. Hopefully, if I can get an account and someone's credit card, and I can leave you something, a little, you know, a little, orale. All right, Vato. Thank you again. Este, happy New Year and Feliz Navidad and all that shit, homes. And hopefully none of us get fucking locked up. If you get locked up, let me know. I tell my cousin Paco to watch your back or something. Orale, I can watch you.
Oh, thank you, your beer.
Chale, home.
Love that guy.
Get him on tap. Like, if there's any reason to go on tap, be friends with Chew Your Beer.
I need to do that.
Okay, I'm gonna do that. I'm not an on tap guy, but I've got to get it so I can be friends with Chew Your Beer.
Okay. Voicemails that I appreciate is Scotty B. Voicemails that I actually belly laugh with is that guy right there.
I love that guy. I'm looking it up on Untap right now.
Yep. Chew Your Beer. Look at this
guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Scotty.
Hey, I wanted to ask myself something. Scotty B.
Yes.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what did you decide to bring? I know you're going to bring hibiscus IPA, but did you bring that red rye IPA too? Did you? So I'll give you a second to answer.
Yes, I brought it, but it's actually brown.
Cool. I was just wondering if you brought it or not.
Stepped on you, Scotty.
I was talking about what I should bring, and I haven't fully decided. I still haven't. Apparently, again, by the time you hear this, me. Well, anyway, I just want to say that...
I hear that Scotty B engine.
Stevie Z. Yeah, I just came up with that right now. It's been awesome.
Stevie Z.
Stevie Z. Stevie Z. Oh, yeah. Wow. Make some great beer.
I think you guys well, anyway, made a brewery.
Keep up the great work. I'm driving.
That was Scotty B driving, asking Scotty B questions.
Is that it?
I didn't give myself enough time to answer my own question. I cut myself off.
I know, dude.
Wow.
But I was driving. I'm in a hurry when I'm driving.
It's just like we do to Matt all the time when we step on him.
Right? Yeah. Jerks. You're jerks of 2015, are you guys?
All right. Voicemail 559-492-0542.
I got long ones.
You could join in on this.
Hey, guys. Paul here. Just wanted to call and wish everybody a very happy neo-pagan Buddhist Kwanzaa.
Whoa.
So my son has been out of town visiting his mom in Colorado for the holidays, and on the one hand, it's totally depressing. On the other hand, I'm able to get a lot of stuff done.
Right, and a lot of
drinking. I normally can't do, like, chores, lots of chores. But I probably wouldn't be calling a beer podcast to talk about chores. Maybe that'll be my podcast. I can call it The Perfect Chore. That could get Nick to come on.
I'll do it.
I'm a husband. I know about chores.
Anyway, I'm not really doing a lot of chores. I'm actually going out and drinking a lot of beer.
Yes.
that I can't normally do. Like, for example, the other day I had a friend in town from Portland, and we did a little walk through around Berkeley. We started at Fieldwork. And nice. Man, I cannot say enough about field work. They are just fucking phenomenal. That every single beer, you know, like 10 beers on tap, and every single one is totally different and amazing and stand out.
Field work, 2016,
so dominate. Field work. We walk about 5 to 8 minutes down to Sierra Nevada's Torpedo Room. Had a few interesting things there, and then another 5 to 8 minutes down to Rare Barrel. Just a phenomenal day of beer drinking and. The walk in between the places is essential, kind of walk off the beer.
Hydrate.
I just wanted to share one last little thing here. I got one of the Stone Enjoy By, the black IPA, which is actually more of a dark brown IPA. But anyway, I get that thing, pour it in a glass, and sit down. The table, and I'm sniffing all the beautiful hop aromas and the toasty aromas, and then all of a sudden I get this really off smell. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I keep sniffing. I'm like, God, it's just wrong. I'm thinking, man, am I going to have to, like, call Stone and complain?
Yes, you should.
And call the line.
What is that?
It smells like, and then I look down and realize my dog had just taken a big fat kitchen floor. So, it's not Stone.
I'd still call Stone.
My dog shit now, guys. Because of your beer.
Happy New Year. And I will talk to you all soon.
Cheers. Thank you, Paul.
There we go. I like that. He's just sitting there home alone, and he's just like,
what smells like ass?
Oh, it's fucking dog shit. And he looks at the dog, and he's like, dog's like, wasn't me.
Hey, bro. I'm not my way.
Bad human.
Except he does. Wait, is this really going to happen right now? Listen.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I'm trapped. So, this is Jay Sizzle, the one friend and co-worker of Scotty D. He has me trapped in the back of his car, and he likes to feed me peppers and other trash. He's kind of a jerk sometimes. No, I'm just kidding, guys. Just wanted to chime in. I know Scotty B is going to be on the show, and I wanted to say I'm a fan of what you guys do. All right, have a good one.
That was Jay Sizzle. I subject him to your show.
Every Friday morning.
He has to listen.
You gotta listen to this. If you're gonna drive my car, you gotta listen to this.
He doesn't even drink beer.
He's over this shit. What's Jay Sizzle into?
Well, he's into games, like video games.
He's a gamer?
He's a gamer.
Like, what system does he play on?
I don't know. I just work with him.
Come on, dude.
I haven't been in his home. I just work with him.
You don't need to be in his home.
I pick him up every morning. But
the Bearded Brewer.
I forced him to drink before, too.
I've actually made a drink. The Bearded Brewer has a gamer YouTube show.
Really? I'll tell him about it.
Have you guys
been
doing anything lately?
We record once in a while. If you could find it, there's DLC podcast that could be found on YouTube.
Okay, I'm going to text it to him right now.
Let him discover it while you're forcing him to listen to this.
My YouTube channel is Matt's Recording. You could find DLC Podcast, and it is 4 to 5 dudes randomly running tangents about tech and media.
DLC Podcast. This is what it's called on YouTube?
DLC Podcast.
And your channel is called what?
Matt's Recording.
There you go. Wait, what system do you have right now? What system are you playing on?
I only have an Xbox 360.
Oh, okay. Come on, man.
I have an awesome gaming computer, but I don't use it. I think I have SimCity, I have Dragon Age, and the last Xbox game I was playing was
Fallout?
No, not Fallout. I haven't played Fallout. Skyrim.
All right.
I have a Nintendo 64. Just kidding.
Just kidding. I'm not that updated.
That's too new.
I'm just mad I don't have a PS4, so I can't play the new Battlefront. Because they didn't make it for PS3, assholes. One more voicemail, 559-492-0542.
What's up, guys? Happy New Year's Eve, as this phone call. This is Monchi Chi from Beer with Friends podcast here in the Midwest, freezing our asses off under ice and snow and all that good.
It almost snowed here, though.
But hey, we're keeping ourselves warm with tasty beverages here and there. So, you guys had a post about, top beers. Yes. So I'm going to crawl down from my tree, kind of shake my coconuts a little bit and, give you a couple. So, I've got three. One would be from Stone. The Exovesa for the holiday and new year, the milk stout. It's pretty tasty. We dug the hell out of it. Kind of just a nice, you get all the flavors coming out as it warms up. We really dug it. I really dug it as well. The second one is a local brewer here, in the Midwest, the Stall. They have a pumpkin beer. I know pumpkin is kind of a sore subject with some people.
Boo!
West Coast.
Matt's favorite.
But it's called Selwyn, And for you Judeo-Christian, worshiping the little baby Jesus in the manger people, it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N. Fantastic. Was able to get down to their flagship, got a growler of it, brought it back, drank it for Halloween, and it was just fantastic. Again, fantastic. As it warmed up, you got the nice pumpkin notes. Wasn't too overpowering, because some of them you can just take it to the extreme one way or the other, which then just kind of turns you off. This was really, really good. And then the one that I dug the most so far this year is by Oscar Blues, the Death by Coconut.
Oh.
The coconut in my belly. That's a good one. Because it's good. Makes me crawl down from the trees, miss my bananas, and go ape over it. Damn, that was just horrible. Anyway, so that was the one that think I dug the most so far this year as we've been doing the podcast over here. Again, I really do enjoy the coconut beers, and again, some of them are just blah. Some of them are bland as all crap, but this one they got and did right. So, done rambling. Gonna let you guys get back to the show. Good listening to you. Thanks for hitting us up. We'll hit you guys up, and I hope you guys have a happy new year. Stay safe, drink lots of water, and hey, get some potassium in you. Eat some bananas. So, Monty Chi signing out, folks. Say
what? Eat some bananas.
No.
Bro.
Fuck you.
Thank you. Beer with Friends podcast. Listen to them. They've.
I want to be on their show. I do. I've been following them on Facebook.
I haven't heard them do a call, a Skype in before on the show. They need to get more mics.
I'm going
to
send them some beer.
That's my advice for Beer with Friends.
Yeah, I'm going to send them some beer and say, hey, you should have me on your show while you drink my beer. And if you want, I could even do it while I'm driving.
I'll tell you what.
Driver on the block.
Everybody loves you, Scotty B. Listens, including our San Diego friends. I'm pretty sure 3B Zine would totally welcome. They want you as their fan. So everybody's coming.
Wait a minute. I thought that's who I was talking about. Who is this guy?
No, this is Beer with Friends.
Okay,
Beer
no. I want to be on their show, but who is the 3B Zine? 3B
Zine's one of the San Diego. We have SD Beer Talk and 3BZ.
Okay.
There are two San Diego friends.
Man, you got a lot of friends.
We do.
It's hard for me to keep everybody straight, okay?
What's funny is you're a coveted guy to have a fan as a podcast, but like I have heard you mentioned on the session on, and they have no idea what they have.
I've been on Dr. Homebrew a couple times
you've given them content, and they completely pass it off as like, oh,
they're like, what the hell's this?
He's
serenading us all drunk.
It's just hilarious to know how much we've cultivated here and how awesome you've been for us, and then when you're on the session, they're just like some guy, Scotty.
I'm just some random guy.
It's hilarious to hear.
Who's this asshole?
Yeah, I don't know. Some guy in Fresno, Scotty. Yeah.
Old Fresno.
That was voicemail. So, Ben Contractor. Anybody been drinking beers in the past week?
Just a couple.
Three or four.
Well, new beers.
New.
If we're not counting
old beers. I'm only counting new beers.
New beers. Went to the Rocket Dog. Have you guys been to the Rocket Dog yet?
No, I have not. I want to go, though.
Rocket Dog.
Rocket Dog.
Is that like a dog's red rocket? No, sorry.
Whoa. Wow, no, wow. Put the lipstick back in the purse there, Scotty. This is nothing like that.
Rocket Dog. Reggie was familiar. At Rocket Dog today.
He gourmet brats. And beer. Good. And craft indie beer.
I keep missing out on going.
Oh, dude. Gotta go. They got Black Ops. Remember them?
Good old.
Yeah, Black Ops. 2016, I predict Black Ops will have a different name.
Yes. they have a Bunker Brown on tap over at Rocket Dog right now.
All right. Tasty. Yeah.
Bunker Brown.
We're insane. Somebody local needs to have a consistent brown.
Yeah, that's nice. That's cool.
Let's see. Oh, I had beers with the Anthony Bagdasarian.
Tony.
Beer to the people.
Man, I keep missing Tony. Man.
I know. He thinks you don't exist. He thinks you're a robot.
Sorry. I have a.
You're an app that we created.
I have a child and a wife and a house.
I had a. We're, oddly enough, we're talking about
go to things so
pretty
much.
Things.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty Things Farewell Tour number one. Saint.
What is that?
Boltoffs Brown. What's going on over there?
Steven just poured beer onto the table.
Yay!
Short circuited his phone.
Sit on my phone.
Better get a new one.
It is a new one.
It's late in the show. Stuff happens.
Wow.
Paper towels.
Imperfect pour.
That was very imperfect. I saw it. It was going right in the glass, and then it just went whoosh right
you
past it.
Anything to help. You just wanted to watch.
I probably would have made it worse.
What else? That what? Nick? What? Nick 80?
I don't know. We're spilling beer. Nobody
Nick,
cares
the
anymore.
Nick 80?
The Nick 80.
The Nick 80 on
the
Untapped.
Nick 80 and Instagram.
Be friends with Nick on
and
Untapped.
Twitter.
The Nick 80.
And we cracked open a little beer called Parabola.
Oh, excuse me.
2015.
Oh.
It was our Christmas beer.
Oh.
Merry fucking Christmas.
I got the you parabola.
I got the parabolas.
Aren't you great? Aren't you great?
I am. I'm cool. my mom thinks I'm cool.
Don't
mom
wipe
tells
down,
me I'm cool.
Don't wipe down the mic stand. That's probably the cleanest it's ever been.
There's beer on it. I'm sorry. Man.
Wow, that was the Nick. That's what he's been drinking.
That's
this
what
week.
I've been drinking.
Before we get to some more, we need more beer. So
there's beer on the table.
I love gold. Yay. This one, I think one of you Napolitanos brought this one.
Not me.
Oh,
what is it? What is this? No, I did not bring that.
Oh, the Mocha Porter from Rogue. And that might have been maybe.
I'll take
it was,
credit for that.
Yeah, we'll just.
That sounds like
it might have been Jake from Safe Farm, but I don't know.
Maybe I brought. I don't. I think I would have remembered buying a Rogue.
I don't remember ever seeing a Rogue in a 12-ounce bottle. What the hell's going on here?
They make the hazelnut.
Not me either.
They make the hazelnut in six.
How
packs.
Are we overlooking this fact right now?
I get that for Becky all the time. That Rogue hazelnut.
Oh, the hazelnut and sixers.
Yeah. They got it at Fig Tree.
Do they still call the kids still call them Sixers, or is that like?
What do you kids call them the six packs these days?
Sixer, give me a sixer of the old Milwaukee's best.
I haven't had any kids ask me to buy them beer when I've walked.
Ooh,
up lately.
No kids asking you to buy them some Sculpin.
Yeah, go buy me some Sculpin. Yeah, I'd be like, instead of like saying it because it would be illegal, I'd
You're
be
like no!
I'm not buying you Sculpin, bro. I'll buy you something else. I ain't gonna buy you Sculpin. I don't buy buyout beer for kids. I only buy any beer.
Hey, mister. Hey.
What do you want?
I lost my ID in a flood.
Oh,
would you mind
flood,
buying me
yeah.
some beer?
We have a lot of floods around here, kid.
I lost my wife, too. But her name wasn't Flood.
Oh, man. Oh, are you referencing American Graffiti?
Come on! You guys left me
American
hanging.
Graffiti?
Yeah.
Thank you. Good reference. That is the quintessential, like, buying, trying to get someone to buy your beer scene. In American Graffiti. Oh, I'll just go.
Oh, Mikey, what have you been drinking?
Oh, thanks.
I'll go last, so you can go next.
Well, like Bearded Brewer was saying last week, they must have had a tap takeover at Southgate tap takeover at the
Strummer's?
Old, yeah, at Strummer's, because they still got plenty, they have like five Southgates still on tap. And so I went to the big local show we had here with the right after Christmas with Strange Vine. And if,
I'm so jealous of you.
Yes.
That looked like a good show.
It was a damn
Christmas
good
show.
I only missed one band because I went and saw Josh's band. I'll go back over it,
Audis.
But I misliked these, but I saw everybody else.
You didn't get to see Thieving Light.
They thieved the light, those bastards. They stole light. Yeah, but I had a couple Glacier Points over there. I was pleased to have, because Audis has always had something. It's usually been a Racer 5.
Nice. It's
been like their one craft beer. And I go and they didn't have it. And I'm like, oh shit! And I wasn't seeing anything IPA craft wise.
Time for
but
a Pabst
they had
boy.
One Barrel House tap, and but it you didn't know what it was. It just said Barrel House. I'm
yep.
Like, whew. well, I'm just gonna take whatever it is. It doesn't matter.
Even if it's
and
a stout?
I was like, what's that barrel out? Like, you know, it's an Audi, so you're like, what's the barrel? And then he's like, what?
Patch the Blue barrel, Ribbon? The barrel. Oh, here. You want Patch Blue Ribbon?
What's the barrel?
We got Paps back here.
There's a barrel.
Yeah. Paps is what I'm hearing. Paps.
I can check the bathtub for you.
You want a Paps? Tall or short? Tall or short?
Anchor's team, got it.
Yep, that's what happens in a music club when you're trying to order beer. But it was the IPA, thank God.
Thank goodness.
So I had one of those at Audie's.
Get the tall boys cheaper.
I had a Breaking Bud at Eureka Burger.
Ooh.
Super good.
That's one we don't think about too often.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And
I dig it.
For Christmas Eve, my parents host Christmas Eve usually. And it's like with my in-laws are there and my side of the family's there. And I had the big ass bottle of Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Anchor that I got at Nick's party.
Is that the one you stole?
Yeah, I stole it. I stole that sucker. Bro. Instead of having it at the party, I kept it.
Which we've been informed is a 1.5 liter.
Yes.
Magnum.
Yes, we had a nice email giving us all the breakdowns of the leaders.
Yeah.
And how they're like named after.
That needs to be a poster. Like someone should create a right, cool
that was
infographic.
A poster. What? Poster. Yeah. Infographic. But that thing was gone. Like, it's a huge bottle. Thing was gone in a heartbeat.
Whoa.
It was just like, and I was not expecting it. Mm-hmm. I was expecting it to be like more ale-y, but it was very.
Find a bunch of cups of it left over.
It was very dark. It was like, it was, I just wasn't thinking of it being a winter beer. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why. Cause it's always different.
It's always kind of been like spiced stout, yeah. Spice rack stout.
I was just thinking
spice rack beer.
I wasn't ready for it to be that spicy and wintry, and it was. It was very dark and spicy. So, but it was still obviously good.
I was gonna say something. I was like,
whoa! Yeah.
You know how I feel about holiday beers. So it's the same way I feel about pumpkin beers.
And I had at the Goldsteins before the show. I had a field work. This is the Fieldwork. A lot of talk about Fieldwork. The St. Rebecca.
Fieldwork.
St. Rebecca IPA from Fieldwork. And it was excellent. Fieldwork. I don't know if
that's a cool name.
Probably still not there, but I had it and it was good.
Jerk.
So, Bearded Brewer, what were you? Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. I'm Dorktown on Untapped.
Dorktown.
Search for Dorktown.
So, we had some beers on Christmas, me and the brother and the stepdad, but I wanted to kind of give him a kudos because he actually brought a bottle and we pulled it out. It wasn't nobody.
Whip it out.
Nobody, nobody
no
criticized
references,
this.
Guys.
It's nice when he brings beers for us to try and sample. And he is a wheat or Hefeweizen fan, and so he brought the orange wheat from Hangar 24. Mm-hmm. And you
it's
know,
good beer.
That was a good beer to drink that day. And I've been sipping on some Firefall. That's always it's obviously a good one. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, me and Dave Renteria ended up at Mad Duck.
What?
And so
local brew. Pub?
Yeah, and I made a mistake when he just rambled off. We had got there. They asked, what beers do you guys want? And he's like, I'll take the Citra. In my mind, I thought knee deep. So I was like, okay, if he's not going to order Mad Duck beer, neither am I. So I'll get a Denogonizer. So I ordered a Denogonizer, you know. Yeah, I was like, okay, whatever. And they're just like, wow, you didn't get a Mad Duck beer. You don't like them? And I was just like, oh, I've only had a couple of theirs. And I was like, oh, wait, Citra is one of their beers. It's not knee deep. Like, oh. Okay. Mm. So I followed it up with the Citra. So I did have one of those. It was drinkable. It was pretty good.
The aroma's awesome.
And then I was given the ultimatum. He's all, either I could take you home at 6 o'clock right now, or we could go to Goldstein's for a round.
I'm like, what the hell kind of ultimatum is that?
I was like, why'd you even give me the option of Goldstein's? And that turned into three rounds.
Yes. Where is Dave?
Where's Dave?
Dave's not here.
Where's Dave, man?
Dave's not here.
He's not here. He wanted to try the hibiscus IPA.
Hibiscus.
Oh, man. What
the hell, Dave?
I'll make sure he gets some.
Okay, good. And he can come by the brewery anytime.
So
the brewery. Bailey Works. Tap, huh? He knows where Bailey Works Brewing is.
Well, he knows.
Do you guys have hours over there at Bailey Works? Like, what days are you open?
He used to work with me. He knows what hours I work. So when I'm not at work, I'll be at home.
Sorry. Go ahead. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
I had Barney Flats Oatmeal Stout, and then I had the Wild Hop from Sierra Nevada. And that was a very old world IPA.
Is that new? What is that?
It was a 2015 release. It has a hop that I can't name.
Dang. Sierra Nevada just like... Do they have like maybe 200 beers out there?
Yes. They just sneak them into town.
Was it you that was joking like other breweries just reinvent their labels or redo them, reimagine them? Mm-hmm. Sierra Nevada doesn't do any of that. Every beer stays there.
Yeah.
And they just make a new beer.
We were, out of all things, we were driving home. Me and Dave. He was driving me home. He was okay. Don't worry about him, guys.
I'm worried.
You know, we were going down Bullard Avenue, and we see a white pickup ahead of us. And I was like,
sounds like a cool.
I was
person.
Like, wait a second. And I was like, I no,
it wasn't me.
And I was like, I recognize that pickup. And so we kind of speed up to the side of it, and we look over, and it's fucking Mikey. So it's like we see him. And then we cut behind him, and I was like,
ram him.
I was like, wait a second.
Ram him.
I was like, let's ram him. He already passed the street for his house, and we're like, we're going to follow him now.
Because well, it was now still we're on the way. Him.
And he gets to the second driveway just before West Avenue, and he clicks on the blinker, and we're like, he's going to fucking Fig Tree. Oh, so are we. Okay. And sure enough, he pulls right into Fig Tree. We pull up next to him. We start waving. And he's like, oh, it's you guys.
Oh, fuck.
You're like, who are these weirdos waving
at you? No, I saw – what's funny is I saw – I know, like, I didn't look over, but I had this sense of there was a car clocking me.
Just following.
Like, and I was like, why is the car going the same exact speed as me? Why is that car doing that? And then I'm like, whatever. And then it got behind me. I'm like – why is that guy behind me now? Like, what did I do? I was like, I didn't do anything, okay? I was driving at normal speed.
Wow.
And now this guy's mad at me. And like, and then they turn in with me. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Here we go.
I was like,
I'm going to have to run right in the Fig Tree and hope that they save me inside there.
Bad guy out there. Bad guy out there.
There's a bad man. Call he's going to touch me.
Stranger danger.
That's what happens for us. No, I was at 7-Eleven. I was trying to get a late night beer for Becky, and like they had, and that 7-Eleven there, it's not a bad 7-Eleven. They have some decent beers, and it's actually good prices. But they had nothing that I could get for Becky. There was like no Browns.
Oh,
there was
no man.
Outside of Newcastle. It was just like, all right, I'm gonna have to go to Fig Tree now.
Oh darn!
Yeah. Oh golly! Gosh darn it!
Yeah, so ran into Mikey, and so I took home Ninkasi Vanilla Otis and a Hop Crisis, and I closed my night out with a Hop Crisis.
Ooh, I too had an Otis. Excuse me, at Jack's Urban Eats.
Nice Vanilla Otis at Jack Urban Eats.
Oh no, regular Otis.
Regular.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Lame.
Well, why you admit
lame.
Why would you even mention regular Otis?
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking regular.
Sorry, this is a beer geek show.
This is vanilla only.
Do you guys have anything interesting you've been drinking
this week? Can I'm holding is interesting. Yes?
Oh, yeah. Blackout.
It didn't look like that when I pulled it out of the fridge. I don't know what happened.
Clearance bin from being dented?
No, I ripped it too hard. I had a Modern Times Black House, and I aged it for a year.
Right.
And now I have a this year Black House.
Another side-by-side.
I wanted to see how much the coffee fell out after a year. If it's, I don't know. I just wanted to see.
Nice. All right, get your side-by-side glasses ready.
This sounds fun, right?
Do a rinse.
It is fun.
Yeah, Scotty B likes to say fun.
I've been hanging out with Scotty B too much.
Because it's fun.
fun.
I'm saying super, and I'm saying fun.
It's awesome. It's so fun.
Everyone, wash your glasses out, listener. Wash your glasses super out. Super fun. Ready.
Go ahead, Matt.
Get open ready, them up. Ready.
Happy fun time explosion.
This one worries me.
Oh, that was a solid open.
Happy fun time.
I didn't hear
explosion. I love gold.
That's what worries me.
It might be flat. I don't know.
While we're waiting, I have some hashtags from the year.
That all is right, as flat some as hashtags.
Can be. Yeah.
Hashtags from 2015.
Yeah.
Include hashtag I love gold.
Yes.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Courtesy of Mikey. Hashtag lottery beer.
Lottery beer.
Lottery beer. Was the
which one's this one?
The Citra.
This is the old one
from Knee Deep. Not Knee Deep. Kern River.
Yeah, right. Kern River Citra.
Hashtag shower beer, of course.
Yes.
The fad that came and went.
Yep. Yeah, we got to bring shower beers back again.
2016, return of the shower beers.
Because it involves nudity and beer.
I still haven't done a shower beer.
I like
what kind of beer I've done, though?
I like the shitter beer.
Shitter beer.
I mean, you have time to actually enjoy a beer. When you're showering, you're doing things, you know?
Hashtag BM
beer. Got a lot to clean.
I think you have a Paul situation where you're like, oh, this beer smells off. Oh, that's just me.
Okay, what?
This is my loofah.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
What is going on here?
It's a bright amber
what
color.
What the hell? Are you sure this is the same beer?
Right. Do you have some more hashtags?
Sorry. Just a couple. Hashtag Rammy.
The dark one's a new one.
That was a leftover from 2014.
Yep. That's kind of a Dorktown and
Purdue. Yeah, Dorktown took off with it more than we did. And then hashtag beer
I'll
greed.
I'll say it's dropped out.
Beer. What was it?
Hashtag beer greed.
Beer greed.
It's when you're flat. Using your big glass during the bottle share.
Beer greed.
Something's wrong with
all right. That. Those are solid. I really want to develop a hashtag that's the definitively perfect pour hashtag. Now, I love gold might be a good one, but I don't know if that's getting used somewhere else. But
we were working on Golden Gods too.
Golden Gods are really good perfect pour listeners or are Golden Gods. I'm driving. Hey guys, I'm driving. See, like the very cool things about if you, to kind of know that you're a perfect pour listener, if you're saying I love gold or yeah. Hey guys, I'm driving, or those are like definitive like things like oh yeah, that person listens to perfect pour. I don't know if they work as hashtags, but all right. So now we got the two Black House. We got side by sides. We have last year's Black House, this year's Black House.
It's day and night.
I've got in my right hand. I've got last year's and left. I got this year's. I don't know
why is this so much
darker? I did opposite.
Mine's so light.
Mine too.
Yeah. Did it separate?
I think it separated.
Are you sure those are different? Those look the same.
No, these are. I did. These are different. What?
Look at ours.
I think it separated.
the beer separated.
You got the bottom.
Everybody else
I got the bottom. I got the dregs. I don't know.
Oh,
it's concentrated.
That's beer. Swamp beer. Mikey got the swampers.
It all is. Right, let's taste.
Let's taste.
No. Just drink them both and start over.
There's the old one. As if you could see what I'm doing.
The
newer one is way better.
There's the new one.
Oh, my God.
You're supposed to, as a small trick to clear your taste buds, you lick your hand.
Really?
I've heard this trick. I do this sometimes. So.
I just scratched my ass. I don't know if I want to.
You can also sniff the bend in your elbow like that.
Okay.
And it gets the
That's
smell.
That's legitimate, or are you trying to be funny, bro?
No, I'm serious. when you're judging beer.
And then you lick your elbow after that.
and you get like the smell of your clothes or your arm or whatever.
You could smell my finger.
It beats getting saliva all over
your hand. Or pull my finger either.
Your mother, Trebek.
Yeah.
Your mother Smith, my Black House.
Look at that. Yeah, I think it separated because the first pours are really light.
Yeah.
Extremely light.
Okay.
So there's last
So
year's.
The old beer separated.
Yeah.
It's like and the light, bottom is the
lighter
thick.
Than my brown IPA.
Because I'm not, man. I swear I poured these are definitely the beers, I poured them properly.
Do they taste different?
They're not tasting that different to me.
How about you, Nick?
I'm getting this one's a little lighter and sweeter. The older
How about the coffee? Is the coffee there?
No.
Coffee's not
the
there.
The newer one's
I think that's what's causing the sweetness is the bitterness from the
coffee. Yes, the newer one, definitely the coffee is there.
Definitely.
The older one, it's not there, but it's still good.
Mine tastes like water.
Mine tastes the older one tastes watery.
Yeah.
It's like everything just settled to the bottom and Mikey got
I got all the good stuff.
That's why yours tastes better than ours.
It's like
watered down coffee. Yeah.
Get that. Get it. Get it. There's still a little bit of that old stuff.
Get varmint.
Beer. Let me see if it's darker.
Beer.
Oh, yep.
See?
How dark that is.
And it's carbonated.
Are you sure this is the old one?
I swished it.
The top half, well.
I thought the old one was all dented.
It was.
It's all dented, bro.
It sucked in.
When I pulled it out of the fridge, it wasn't like that.
See,
that
it's weird. Got the blue tape.
The blue tape.
All right.
Painter's tape, yes.
I'm going to mix it with some of this other old stuff. Okay, yeah, that's much dark. Yeah, much like gravity. Oh. It just like pulls it to the bottom.
Yeah.
Gravity.
All right, well, some things to look out for. I've discovered this is a weird, because it's the holidays, I think, this isn't like a time where there hasn't really been new beers going on this past week or two.
Syrupy. I like syrup.
Don't age a black house.
No, it like sticks to the bottom. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it goes to the bottom.
Just drink it.
Just drink it.
It's really good when it's.
So there isn't a whole lot this week to necessarily look out for. I will say in the fridge right now, waiting, we could have it next up. I've been aging it for a long time, and everyone's starting to drink theirs. Enjoy After.
Oh, yeah.
The 12, 26, 15.
I almost brought mine.
I've got one sitting in there for us. I bought it at Stone Brewery itself. And it is finally time that we can legally drink it. So,
without the Stone Police coming after us?
Stone Police.
Stone Police.
Just saying. We mentioned before that Sierra Nevada, that insanely potty beer camp, is out now for everyone. So look for that tropical IPA Sierra Nevada beer camp. It is good.
Sounds
good. It is Reco. The dankiest beer we have ever had.
Number uno Reco.
Modern Times put out their calendar for 2016. Do you think we will be able to just have it? Now, it's been trickling in town.
Well, 2016 was the big expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to get legit.
We're supposed to be getting it.
Legal Modern Times.
Yes. Our friends, Chris Dunn, he even posted on my Facebook. So it's Facebook. It's public.
Woo!
Yeah.
He said springtime.
Springtime, huh? Well, it'll be out.
April, May.
Well, if you remember, they sold their Honda Fit. To get that
extra cash, they can distribute and get those fermenter.
the Honda Fit money. Chris Dunn,
they sold out. They sold their Honda Fit.
Chris Dunn of Delta Sierra said,
"So Delta Sierra is going to bring it in."
That's what they're saying.
That's a rumor.
The other rumor is that Northern California is the reason why we have to wait.
Those assholes.
I don't know if that's true, but they're saying that some people are rumoring that there's another territory that absorbed it before we even had a chance. It's their ink and paper's done, but
right.
I don't know.
We might finally get Modern Times
legally
this spring. Well, it's fine that it takes us on because it's more fun that way.
It is
like once
we have it.
Yeah, once we have it, like I'm bored. I'm bored.
Well, I went to San Diego this year, and it was everywhere. Yeah. I was like, boring. Modern times. And then after I was like,
they must be bored down there.
Had it. Meh. It's everywhere.
I've had this. Got anything else? What do you have from Acoustic Owls? Acoustic Owls. Is that hitting town? So should we have that? That stone?
I think we should.
We should.
Oh, Scotty says
we should just to bring in the new year.
yeah, bro.
Bring in the new beer.
Because you know it is New Year's Day right now. It is
right now. Barely right now.
What? You want a PBR?
Tall or short? Tall or short? Tall. We got warm ones. You want a warm one?
Stepping on my headset.
We can put it. We can put ice in it for you. You want to start a tab?
Yeah, I want to start a tab. Just give me a freaking beer.
Oh, sorry. This is cash only.
I don't give a fuck. Just give me a beer.
So PBR.
Yeah, sir, PBR. Fuck it.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me a fucking Budweiser. I don't give a fuck.
Do you need a cup?
Yeah,
a cup. Do you want it in a cup?
Yeah.
You want it in a cup?
So you want it in a cup? But it's already in a can. Why do you want a cup?
Just give me the fucking beer, you pancake. Yeah.
Anyway,
who's going to the beer fridge?
I'm gonna go to the beer fridge. Okay.
All right, so I'm looking out for I'm looking out for some Deschutes Abyss aged in cognac barrels.
Whoa.
You could tell the difference because it's got a creamy white wax seal on the top.
A what?
Creamy white.
White wax.
Creamy white of the Abyss from Deschutes is typically the black licorice tasting barrel aged stout porter.
Yeah. The black butt.
Black butt.
Black I love me some black butt. Put that in my mouth.
How do you get a whole butt in your mouth?
Watch me.
Watch me.
Is that your palate cleanser?
Indeed.
Is that like the crack of your elbow?
Even better.
Oh, man.
Okay. Wait, anything you guys are looking out for?
Go down the checklist. Are we getting it? It said recommend age 1 year.
Now this isn't actually the 1025. This is the 1225. This is a 1031.
Oh,
it's bad.
We screwed up.
What's happening?
Yeah, too late.
What's going on here?
I think I have the 1226 at home.
Okay, they're 1226.
I thought they were all 1226.
That's what I was thinking. This thing's been in the fridge so long, I've forgotten the date. This is the Stones, okay. Stones Enjoy After 1031-15 Brett IPA.
Hey, as long as it's not before, you're good.
I hope the hops really pop out in this beer.
Let's hear it pop.
Yeah, they're going to be.
I'm going to try it.
You can do it. I believe in you.
I'm not experienced at these.
You can do it. Pop it, Mikey. Pop it.
Oh, there you go.
I did it.
Break glass in case of emergency.
I love gold.
So my favorite of 2015 was the Council Hidden Cork Fiasco.
Yep. It's still in there.
It's still in there.
Thank you, Greg. I had this cork ready. Greg. Just in case I couldn't open that. I had Greg gave us a corkscrew.
The old corkscrew.
The old.
So now we have this 1031 going around.
Mikey got more head than Matt did.
Whoa. He poured hard.
Yeah. Mine's more head than anything.
Speaking of street cred beers, my street cred beer of 2015 was the Ron Mexico from Russian River.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Oh, that was so good. Street cred.
Thank you, Mike from Society. We got the Ron Mexico, which is a Russian River beer made for
event only release
of an event.
Wow, that's nice.
And we got that, so that was awesome. All right, we have this Enjoy After. I have all head. I'm going to do really? My finger in the head to dissipate it. Trick.
You got to stick your finger in your ear first, and then in the head.
Anyway. Yeah, no, then it'll smell like the other beer we had earlier.
Now that is bready. That tastes like nothing but Brett to me.
Not sour Brett.
Not sour, but more like a saddle Brett, like horse saddle.
Pendragon
leather.
Did it.
Like what Brett tastes like. It,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Like a barnyard kind of. But hey, that's what Brett's all about, right?
Mm. Barney.
Mm.
Not Barney Flats.
Mm.
It's completely different.
That's not bad.
Ooh, this one's giving me heartburn, I could tell already.
Oh no. Not heartburn.
Is it too funky
for you? All right, let's give some cheers. Yeah,
it's very carbonated.
Yeah.
Cheers to everybody that has helped us out this year, that has helped promote us, talked about us.
You're welcome.
That has given us the voicemails.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, Bitter Brew.
You're welcome.
Cheers, Bitter Brew. Emailed us, retweeted us on Twitter.
Force our coworkers to listen to
Force your coworkers that don't even like beer to listen to it.
Trapped in the back
that
of
would
the
rather
van.
Listen to Bob and Tom. Isn't Bob and Tom on? Yeah, but listen to these guys.
Mm-hmm. Bob and Tom talks about craft beer.
Do they?
They have ride to work. Been. You're going to listen.
They have been.
Definitely cheers to my friends and listeners about the same subject. Because usually people, because I'm at Tioga and they're like, hey, Matt has a podcast. And they're like, you do? And I was like, yeah, perfect pour.
Yeah, cheers to those people that say, hey, he has a podcast.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, person, because it's hard for us podcasters to just randomly just go,
do you know who I am?
I have a podcast. Like, it just feels douchey, so.
Especially when you're at the McDonald's drive-thru, Mikey. You should stop doing that.
Oh, I get recognized at McDonald's all the time.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I have a podcast.
Yeah, I have a podcast. Yeah. Can I have a Sunday? I don't need the nuts. Can I have a hot fudge Sunday and an apple pie?
Would you like fries with that?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, obviously I'd like fries with that.
Serve PBR here.
Do you guys have a podcaster discount?
Tall or short?
A tall. A tall.
How do you want a tall or short?
She wants a tall.
Do you want to start a tab?
Yeah, I want to start a tab.
Sorry, it's cash only.
Fuck. I want to start a cash tab.
I hope that bit never dies. Oh, I love that bit. Oh. Best bit of 2015 right there. Last episode.
All
right,
cheers. Cheers to our patrons.
Oh, cheers to our patrons.
Like Scotty B.
Oh, double down. Oh,
well,
his name for 2016 is double down.
Scotty B is our only patron that doesn't even get the extra content you get as a patron.
And he's or like, doesn't give a shit.
He's like, I don't want
that. I really don't care either. Because you know what? I think I might even, I'm not going to commit to nothing, but I was going to say I might even give more, but you know
what?
Yeah,
bump it up, bro. I could use the cash.
Let's see how 2016 pans out.
That's a challenge from Scotty B for us to be better. If we're better, he might bump up his patron.
You know, we need more mic stands. We don't wait. That's not what we spend the money on.
No, we spend it on beer. No, the mic stand I bought recently was acting funky. I had to take it out and go back to an old stand.
Wow,
bad dog. So thank you, big cheers to our patrons, and it helps. It actually helps a lot. And patreon.com/perfectpour or perfectpourpod.com. Just go to perfectpourpod.com and get all the information you need. I have updated now I can't even think of what I call it. Our about not it's not a, the about page. It's the it's our.
Mission statement.
Yeah, it's a page. It's like you get all the inside jokes page where
epilogue.
Yeah, it just tells you all the things you need to know. It's on the Perfect Pour Pod. All right, it's there. It's called something.
Cornerstone.
A long time ago in a galaxy far.
It's been
far
2 hours. Cheers, everybody. Any cheers you guys have?
Cheers to a pint of hoppiness. These are Instagrammers, by the way. Delish Brews. Of course, Toddalod for all the hearts. All the hearts in 2015.
All the hearts. Yeah, big heart in 2015.
SD Beer Talk. And Rosendo. He's a Facebooker, actually. He's been sending us messages.
We're on Facebook.
We're on Facebook with the old ladies.
Cheers to Bells for crashing our podcast so much.
He's tapered off.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like he's not even himself anymore. cheers to Reggie. I mean, he's hung out a few times recently. Yeah. It's been pretty cool.
Finally met him in person.
Yeah. And then cheers to Mike Sardina. I mean, he's been a pretty cool guy.
Great to us this year.
Cheers to the cousin in the room. He's my favorite cousin.
Thank you.
Yeah. Aww. Those are a bunch of assholes. No, they're all right. Cheers to Scotty B.
Yay, me.
We don't ask you to do any of this, but you
best,
do.
Best voicemailer 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
we had some good voicemailers, too.
Yeah.
And then cheers to each person that has come down to the beer garden in person to say hi to me and give us beer.
Yes.
There's
all the beer donations we got this year was awesome.
Except for the, I forget his name, that did the Jolly Folly. He donated and ran.
Kyle.
Drive by.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. That's what I do.
Yeah. But, well, cheers, Kyle.
Kyle. All right. Cheers. You guys have any cheers? We good? Anything you want to get in?
I got to let Steven go first. He needs to speak some more. Come on.
Come on.
I don't talk.
Steven's fine.
Yeah, give a cheers to somebody.
The fact that he's dog, here is pretty impressive.
Yeah, come on, man. As a fellow introvert, I think Steven's just great.
Cheers
to
all you guys.
Aww.
Awesome.
Aww.
Yay.
Pretty awesome, too. She's got to be.
And cheers to my wife, because
your wife is awesome.
Awesome.
Nacha Cupcake.
She has an awesome maiden name, too.
Bailey.
Yes, that's my maiden name. That's my name.
That's my actual name. We're
kind of
related a little bit.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh,
yeah. You're a Bailey. I'm a Bailey. We all Baileys.
We're getting like
so in the end, we all fruits.
Yeah. No, but she's, I'm very lucky.
You are.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, guys.
Wait, my cheers?
Oh, whatever.
You do your cheers.
Scotty B. See?
That's not why you pay us $10 a month.
He does this. This is how I feel. Every goddamn time.
I know, man.
Your opinions don't matter.
I feel a tangent coming on.
Okay, so here's my cheers.
Did you know Portlandia name dropped Fresno twice?
What?
Yes.
I remember one of them.
Okay.
I don't remember the second one. I had to get one
tangent in.
I heard one Fresno one, but
oh my god, Fresno!
I got a place you can stick your tangent.
Whoa! Whoa. Well, hey, Portland,
it'll be fun.
I'm gonna continue this tangent. We're not gonna let Scotty be coming. I've got more of the tangent.
Tangent.
The Portlandia have been doing commercials for Old Navy. Portlandia. What do you feel about that? Should we ban Portlandia for doing commercials for Old Navy?
No, because they've angered a certain group, so I kind of like it now.
What group did they anger?
One that would be one type and dress like another type.
I banned Old Navy instead of Portlandia.
Yeah, but you
ban Old Navy.
But
Anchor,
you can only be angry at the
Anchor
people.
Miller's Outpost. Yeah. Where the real flannels came from.
So try to talk over us, Peter Burr.
Well, I said you can only be angry at the characters they portray in the Old Navy commercials. Portlandia is made of much more people. Yeah. Now, when Spike goes on there and says, this commercial's over!
Over!
No, actually, the commercials are funny. They're very Portlandia, and they're awesome. But I'm just saying, like, Old Navy's evil. So, like, why is Portlandia?
So, Old Navy is AB InBev?
Old Navy is supposed to have sweatshop workers. Clothes.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, but if they weren't working in a sweatshop, you know what they would be doing? Let me tell you.
Working in a different sweatshop. Stuff.
Licking their elbow crack?
They were working in a different sweatshop that didn't give them as many bowls of rice.
So, I don't know. There you go. That was our tangent. Scotty B. What did you want?
If it is a sweatshop, I just want to know if it's one of those ones where there's a net outside the window.
No, there's like a big bowl underneath to catch all the sweat, and they extract the salt, and they like use it in food products.
Okay, that went a lot worse than I thought it was going to. And the podcast has hit a new low.
Yes. Ultimate tangent. Tangent of 2015/2016, right there.
All right. Scotty,
can I do my cheers?
Yeah.
I guess.
By the way, yeah.
Okay.
Wait. We're going to step on it. But wait, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right,
go ahead.
Go ahead and try.
Go ahead.
Are you going to step on my scrotum again?
We're going to.
Is that what that is?
I know. I know I'm old and I'm sagging. That's what you guys are
massaging my foot on that all night.
It's not like some saggy knapsack I've been carrying around. It's my scrotum.
Sir, your satchel's hanging a bit low. Please pick it up.
No, I just have a quick cheers, actually. Since I didn't do this last time I was on here, I want to cheers my sweetums.
Ooh.
If it wasn't for her, I never would have put hibiscus in a beer a couple years ago. And like, I wanted to make a red beer and it always came out brown or too light. And she's like, hey, put hibiscus in a beer and it'll be red. That's how she sounds too.
That's
exactly. She was so right.
Anything I put, like, shut up.
Anything I put hibiscus
don't tell
in
me how to brew my beer
is red as hell. Also, I want to cheers my
meatloaf.
I thought that was
lady.
My lady. Yeah, she's my foxy lady. Also, I want to cheers my parents and my daughter for driving me around every time I go out drinking and gallivanting. And when I'm too intoxicated to drive myself.
Yes.
That's who I want to cheers.
That is a good safety net.
And all of you guys, too.
Can we get their numbers so we can have...
No, they're not Uber, okay? No. They're just for me.
They make lots of money. Yes.
That's it.
All right. Yeah. Well, I think that's it. 2016, here we are.
Here we come.
Woo!
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
Yay!
Woo! Woo!
Wait.
Buku!
Beer
in the ear.
What'd you guys think of the hibiscus?
Yeah. If you think you're
good.
If you think you're too old to rock and roll, you are.
Sorry, I'm just
there you go. It's very red.
It was red.
Both
man.
Of you are good homebrewers. So
mosaic.
The beer
the
was
mosaic
solid,
was better.
But yes. I couldn't choose between them because it
because they're sitting right in front of you.
No, the mosaic brought out the hibiscus more than the other one did.
But I naturally love mosaic, so I can't just say that, but yours was good.
I didn't
as well.
Have any at my house when I was dry hopping, though, so it wasn't an option for me.
Damn it.
So what I'm trying to say is
grow
they're both very different,
mosaic.
But they're both
grow
good.
Some mosaic.
They're both exceptional, but they're both different beers. It's right. It's like they're both different beers,
really
even though
how
that's, the only thing changed. Different is the dry hop. Dude.
Yeah.
Everything else was the
same. I know. Up until that point... That's what made them different. It's just it's how it changed.
That mosaic is a great hop. It's got it all. It's got it all, and it like complemented
like
that.
Stacy's mom,
exactly like Stacy's mom.
Give it, Lucy, to the perfect pour. Stacy's mom, play us out.
Just let me. You breathe it.
Let me. I love
let
you.
Me. This one's for you.
Ask you a question. What side are you taking the big David Lee Roth Van Halen split?
What do you mean? What kind of question is that?
What side did you take, Halen or Roth?
Van Halen.
He's a cop.
Oh,
later, Bacon.
Oink, oink.
Strictly a judgment call. They sold a lot of records after Dave left the group. Now, one more question. Hey, let you ask one more.
Right. Who'd win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
Lemmy.
God.
Wrong, dickhead. Trick question. Lemmy is God.
Yeah!